Father, thank you. Everything we needed, even before we came into this planet Earth, you had already provided. Now we are living in 2022. The new media and so many other have been pushing, announcing, telling all of the cursing to try to lead us to believe and think that they or it can't be stopped or it will reign supreme. But before they said it, it was already dealt with. And because we're yours, washed in the blood, we don't accept anything that comes from that world. We've been taken out of it, and we've been put into the kingdom with your dear son. So I say over this people that hear my voice, that's viewing us by live streaming, that's in this audience, I say, every lying addiction and curse that have tried to rise up and take control in homes and marriages, in the visual eyes, in the thoughts, in the action, their deeds, is broken, destroyed, every curse thing. I say it because Christ has redeemed us from the curse, and we are not cursed, but we are blessed. And we say over them, no more curse. Satan, your deception is over. The light exposed you and put you right out in the open. And everybody see what a liar, a defeated foe, and a deceiver you are. So, Father, we thank you for the blessing you said that we have been blessed with is pouring in on our lives. Wives and husband and wife coming together. Family, children, and parents coming together. Friends and loved ones, hallelujah, coming together. I thank you, Lord, this year as we, at 2 weeks, counting today, 2 weeks left. I thank you, Lord, we will experience the greatest outpouring of your blessing, your increase, your wisdom, your knowledge, your favor, as we walk under open heaven. I thank you that we will experience the thing that you have always wanted to pour into our lives, because now our vessels are open. And we're ready to receive it. I thank you, Father, for the powers of darkness is destroyed forever. And we will be that people that walk planet Earth. We'll turn this world upside down. You didn't raise us up. You didn't tell us to come and take sides. You sent us to take over. And that's exactly what we're going to do. So I thank you for increase like never before in every area of our lives, as a family, as an individual member of the family. I thank you that we're walking abundant health, we're walking abundant strength, and abundance of finance, and abundance of worship, and abundance of praise, and abundance of winning souls, and abundance of helping others come out of addiction, control, and all those things that try to deceive us and make us abandon this wonderful love that you have given us. We'll come out of all those things, sex addiction, fornication, just all kind of ungodly living, trying to be men, trying to be women, women trying to be men. I think of that ultimate lifestyle, people's eyes are coming open and seeing what a lying deceiver he is. And that people will commit to each other under your covenant, not just jumping over in the back seat of a car, getting a hotel. But they will come together in the love of Jesus and be lovingly, faithfully stand before and make a public announcement and their commitment to each other. I thank you, Father, they will no longer be deceived by drugs and all the other stuff Satan have tried to make so inviting and so attractive. But I thank you they will realize that's bomb. That's garbage. You will not clutter up my life with that stuff. I'm filled with the Holy Ghost. I'm full of the love of God. I walk in a place where nothing else is like it. I have peace like I never had. And you're not going to squander this or mess up my life with what you're trying to do. You're a liar. You're a deceiver. So be gone. I'm blessed. And that's just the way it is. I'm blessed. And you can't turn it around. You can't curse because God has blessed. You can't make it be anything else because God did it, and it's so, and I received it. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.